In this episode, I talk about how to never get a bad review ever again. And so if you're in business, you're always going to come across that crazy customer, that terrorist, that person who's trying to take you alive. And you're going to come to a decision that you're going to have to make of, do you negotiate with a terrorist or not? And so in this podcast, I share the strategy that I mistakenly did not use, and it cost me a negative review, and how anytime we come across this terrorist of a client or a prospect even, how we're able to avoid getting a bad review every single time. And so in business, what feeds the business in the beginning is cash, but there's one resource that is more important than cash. And so I explain what that resource is and how to protect it and why it's the thing that will not only keep you in business in the short term, but also it's what will keep your keep you in business for the rest of your life. So if you enjoyed this episode, then please give it a 5 stars, share with the entrepreneur who needs to hear it. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. So we did a special Zoom last week where we were breaking down our systems and processes for running a $1 million short-term and long-term rental business. And one of the things in there I thought was so valuable that both Katie and I shared was how to never, ever get a bad review. So on the Airbnb platform specifically, Katie has like 350 reviews on there and with an average rating of like a 4.8, which is pretty crazy. And we told a story and gave a framework of exactly what you do when you get a guest who is hostile, who's aggressive, who you can just tell just like is going to give you a bad review unless you do something about it. And so whether you're in the Airbnb business or you're in any other type of business, you will eventually run into this customer, I promise you. And I ran into this customer for the very first time in my fitness business. So this was in 2017. And I ran this promotion that was, if you give me a $500 deposit and you lose 20 pounds or 5% body fat in 6 weeks, I will give you that $500 back, right? And there's a couple other things you had to do along the way, but that was the basis of this offer. And it was an irresistible offer and it worked really, really well. But when we got to the end of it, what I didn't realize, because this was the first time I ever ran it, was when people didn't hit those goals, they got so upset. They felt that I was against them. In the beginning, we were together. I was trying to help them, right? Because they were coming to my gym. I was giving them the nutrition plan. I was holding them accountable to try to hit these goals. I was weighing them in every single week. But as soon as they didn't achieve that goal, all of a sudden it turned and I became the bad guy. I was scamming them and I was against them. I sabotaged them. You know, I put the Oreos and the peanut butter in their mouth. I messed the little machine up, whatever it is. And so there was this one specific incident where there was a younger kid. He was like a high school kid. I think he was 18 or 19 years old. And he, his goal was to lose the 5% body fat and he ended up losing like 4.4%, right? So he came up short. And so, you know, I told him he did amazing. I offered to, for him to use that $500 and credit forward. And so he could continue working with us, but, he wanted his money back. And, you know, this is where me making the mistake as a new business owner at that time, I'd only been in business for probably about 3.5 years. I fought him on it. I was like, no, like, look, in the contract, it says that you must hit 5% body fat in order for me to get this money back to you. Now I'm willing to do something. I'm willing to let you credit this money forward and you can continue to train here, but, I can't get the money back. Right. And that was the mistake I made, is that I used that. I can't, I won't, I'm going to go by the letter of the law. And I'm not saying that that is not to be advised in every situation, but in this specific situation, it was one of the biggest mistakes I made, is I didn't give the money back, right? And end up being like a 2 or 3 work week ordeal. And his mom came in and she came and chewed me out. And I just like showed her the contract. They reported me to the Better Business Bureau. And honestly, like, it didn't really matter because I actually had the contract. But the one thing I did get was a bad review. And they posted it on Yelp. They posted it on Google. And you know what? That review right there was, it taught me the greatest lesson ever, right? It taught me that the customer's not always right, but me being right isn't going to help the situation either. And so as I look back on the situation, what is actually more important? Is it that $500 or is it my reputation? And what I realize now is that it's my reputation. And so going forward, that review was on Yelp, it was on Google, and I couldn't get rid of it. And I don't know how many times I had people come in and say, oh, but I saw this review, And you know what? It stopped somebody from buying because they saw that review, because they saw that this person actually took part of the program. And I didn't satisfy them at the end of it, right? Now, there's a big difference between people getting mad at the marketing, which also happened. So if you there was other reviews that got posted about the marketing of it. They actually never were customers. And those ones didn't bother me because you know what? They were never customers. They never got into my ecosystem. I never got control over my ability to actually influence them. They were just somebody who's mad about the $500 deposit. And you're like, I'm not putting the money down. And they didn't. And they did a review, right? Like, you were never a customer. But that review was the one review where it was my fault. And it's the one that still eats me up right now. And I'd take 100% responsibility for it. And if I could go back, I would change that now. Right. So moving forward, as we were on this Zoom and we're talking about our Airbnb business, we have clients who come in and sometimes they're just pain in the asses, right? The majority of people are amazing, but occasionally, no matter what business, you're going to have some pain in the asses. And we had this gal who, she walked into our studio apartment and she was like thrown off by what she saw, right? And so she ended up sending a message to my wife, Katie, who's the one who at that time was handling the messages. And she's like, hey, this is not what I expected, and I want a refund. I'm going to go stay somewhere else. And then Katie started asking her some more questions. She's like, what do you mean? She's not expected. Well, she's like, I didn't, you know, when I booked it, I just didn't really see exactly what it was. I thought it was, you know, something other than it was. And I was like, and then Katie was like, but this is what the listing says. Like, it says it's a studio. It says it's this, like, all the pictures are accurate. And the lady just was like, you know what? She just became what I call a terrorist, right? And you cannot negotiate with terrorists. No matter what she said, she was just like, I am not staying there. I want my money back. And like, she was not being reasonable, right? And so I remember Katie coming to me and asking me about this specific girl and the situation. And so, you know, after I let my emotions run off, which no matter how emotionally intelligent you are, no longer how long you've been in business for, when you have those type of people, those terrorists, I shouldn't say that. Like, I, right now in my current state, I get like very combative. I want to get combative, but then my rational being comes in. That story I remember, you know, was it been 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, of me getting that bad review. I was like, okay, logical Logan, what would he do in this situation? And so here's what I told Katie. I was like, okay, so tell her this. As long as she's willing to write us a positive review, a 5-star review, we will give the money back to her, right? And so that is what she told her. And lo and behold, guess what she did? She wrote us a positive review. And specifically on the Airbnb platform, the way that it works is that it's like a double blind review. So they write us a review, then we write them a review, and then we can both see the review. So you can't see each other's reviews until each of you guys have wrote your reviews. So we knew that. She obviously didn't know that because she was new to the platform. And our deal with her was, again, that if she wrote us a nice 5-star review, we would give her the refund. Well, she wrote us a nice 5-star review, and Katie just wrote an honest review, just explaining the situation, exactly how it was. So she ended up getting, you know, a bad review. So when hosts see that, they'll see exactly what she did. And then we gave the money back, right? And so on our end, we have a nice review. And then on her end, she looks like a dick. and so I think at the end of the day, what is more important? And so I'm telling you from a standpoint of a business owner, your reputation is always more important. If your plan is to be in business forever or a long time, like, your reputation far exceeds any amount of money you'll ever make. And when you actually understand what is more valuable, all of a sudden you start to realize how little importance money has on its own, right? So many people so much value on money. especially when it comes to like time versus money, because they think time is abundant and money is finite, when actuality is the other way around. And so if you're like a small business owner and you refuse to hire somebody because whatever excuse you want to make, you do it better, there are not good people out there, whatever it is, and you decide that you are the only one who can do it, what you're saying is that you value money over your time, because truly people will give you your time back. Even people who are half as good as you will give you your time back. You just got to hire two of them. You just got to create your margins big enough so you can pay for two people to do the same work that you could do. That's just the reality of it, right? You say that you value your health, but then you make the excuses that, my business comes before my health does. My kids come from my health does. All these things come in front of your health, right? And so this is the same kind of story. It's like, how much do you actually value your time? How much do you value your health? How much do you value your family and your kids, right? And most people, they value money over all those things. And so why they work to death and they end up fat, alone, and sad, and because they value the thing that gives you no fulfillment on its own, right? Money is a tool. It can be used to get to happiness, to fulfillment, to fun things, but by itself, it means absolutely nothing. And so when you are taking your reputation in the same context as you're taking any sort of money, you always, always, always give as much money as you possibly can to protect your reputation, always. And so that's my lesson for you here today, is if you ever want to avoid and never, ever get a bad review again, just always leverage the fact that most people actually value money over everything, right? They value money over time. They value money over their health. They definitely value their money over their reputation. And so as a business owner, you can utilize that to your advantage and just say, hey, like, you protect your reputation and give the money back, right? So hopefully you got some value from this. If you did, share this with an entrepreneur who needs to hear it, and follow this podcast, write a review, and we'll be back for another one.